our rock and our redeemer. So we were just in Minnesota visiting family, and while I was there, we went on a lot of the same roads that I went on when I was a kid. And if you've ever done that, you realize that there are landmarks along the way, right? So we were driving down a road in interstate that I had driven down many, 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 many times in my life, and we came upon one of my favorite spots. There was an old truck stop, still open, and on a giant pole in the middle of the sky, there's a steer. Now, for those of you who are agrarian, don't know your agrarian terms, a steer is a giant cow with horns, okay? So here's this giant steer in the sky, and I felt so happy when I saw this. The truck stop is called the Big Steer Restaurant, and the steer just kind of hangs out of the sky. And I felt so happy, and I said something about it, and Rick said, well, of course, because it means you're almost home. And I thought about that, and I thought, how many times in my childhood we had driven by that steer, and seeing it, I knew I was almost there. I could get out of the car. It was the days of no seatbelts, and I had an older brother, so sometimes I was even sitting on the floor because he decided he wanted the whole back seat, right? But I could get out of the car. I could be home. I could finally relax when I saw that steer. Now, for the wise men, the magi, there was no giant cow in the sky, okay? But there was a star. A star that they were following. A star that would lead them to Jesus. And as I read the story for today, I saw something that I've never seen, which is so true if you keep reading these stories. I told the kids some of the things we assume are in all these stories, especially ones we hear over and over and have kind of been taken over by popular culture. Some things are in them, some things are not. But I always imagined the Magi getting to the baby Jesus, and then they were overcome with joy when they went in that room. But look at the story. It says, the star stopped in the sky, and they were overwhelmed with joy. They were overwhelmed with joy before they even got to Jesus, right? Why? I kept thinking about them, and I thought, well, maybe it's because they knew what was coming. They knew something good was up ahead. Maybe it was that they were just tired. Scholars think they had been probably traveling for over 3 months. They had come from Persia, maybe even longer. They may have seen that star stop and thought, thank you, God, we can finally stop moving, right? They saw that star stop. They didn't even know what was coming, but they knew it was of God. And so they knew it would be good, and they rejoiced. And then when they got to the baby Jesus, they knelt down, they rested, and they paid him homage. Have you been on any journeys where you need that star? Where you need something saying, this is almost done. The end is near. God is there, and it will be good. In fact, it is good because God is present. We all have been on those journeys. We all need that star in the sky, and God gives it to us. I think our problem is too often that we ignore the signs and the symbols and the signals that God puts there for us. It's hard to ignore a giant cow in the sky when you're driving in the prairie in Minnesota. But so often, the symbols that we get are much smaller or more subtle. And instead of paying attention to what God is doing around us, we put our head down, we keep moving forward, we think we can do it ourselves, we don't need to look at anything, and we continue to live in our own anxiety, right? And our own fear, because we don't see what God is doing around us. We don't see that the star has stopped over that stable. We don't believe that there is even an end to whatever hard things we're going through. And so we just keep going. All the while, God is hanging the star in the sky and saying, rejoice. There is great joy to knowing God is going to do something good. And there is great joy in taking a moment to notice the signals and then rest as the Magi did. They rested. They knew there was a place for them with God. Do we take those moments to stop and rest and pray and worship? You're doing it this morning. That's awesome, right? But think of how few times we often do it. I was startled by how wonderful it can be over again this Advent season. So we made, during the Sunday school hour, Advent wreaths right before Advent. And we took ours home, and we've always lit it. But this year, we also read a scripture verse. So we would read a scripture verse on papers that I sent home with everyone. And then we would do a prayer, and we would light our candle. Just took, 2 minutes, maybe? But I didn't realize how wonderful it was until after Christmas, when we weren't doing it anymore. And then if your table is our table, everybody sits down and then someone says, "Did anybody get the milk? I didn't get a fork. This isn't hot," right? And so you're rushing around, you're doing all kinds of things. And when it was Advent, even in the midst of all that hubbub and craziness, we just stopped. We stopped to pray and read and remember how God was with us and how all of this was a gift. And it made a difference. Spending those moments, even when they are small with God, paying attention and then stopping to rest matters. Because we need strength for the journey. We can pretend like we're strong enough to go it alone. And we can keep our head down and keep going. But you know what? We will grind ourselves into the ground. Instead, God asks us to look up and to be with God. We need those moments because the journey is long. And we don't stay in those moments. But we have them, and then we move on. Like I said, worship is that. Coming up to the table and for just a moment kneeling down and stopping and receiving the body and blood of Jesus Christ. Today we have a baptism at the late service, and for just a moment we will be reminded of the grace, mercy, and forgiveness that is given to this little boy and also given to each one of us. What if we began every day with just a moment where we remembered we were baptized, we were loved, and we were given grace, mercy, and forgiveness? That could change so much. What if every day we just knelt down and paid homage to Jesus and said thank you? Desmond Tutu in the Book of Joy, which I read a couple years ago, said every morning he does what he calls intention setting. He lays in bed, and what he does is he just basically says thank you to God, remembers he's a child of God, and then thinks about what he wants that day to look like. 2 minutes. 2 minutes. But he says it changes his entire outlook on the day. We have the time. We need to make the time for God to pick up our head, notice the signals, and then pay homage, because the journey is long. The Magi, after they were done resting with Jesus, had to get up, and then they had to decide, will we go back and tell Herod what we have found? No? All right. Well, then we have to go home another way. And probably the other way is even longer than the way I'm guessing they took the most direct route to get there. They had a long way to get home. And soon, the Holy Family will be having to get up and flee to Egypt because of Herod. Our journeys are long. Our journeys are hard. I don't know exactly what journeys you're all on, but I know this. God offers you rest. God gives you signs and symbols and signals and love all around you. What we need to do is pick up our head and notice them. And then take the time to rest, if only for a moment. And remember God is with us.